The Crown brought the British Queen to a new worldwide audience. Millions watched as the lines between fact and fiction blurred. Long before the era of the internet, she was the most recognized woman in the world. No one else's life was chronicled through film, photography, and art for so long. From Warhol to finance, her image was copied time and time again, and it was all largely respectful. As she got older, the representation of her in art became less formal, but there was still an edge of that deference. Lucian Freud's official portrait, though, was unapologetic, while Chris Levine's hologram represented the Queen in an altogether different light.
It shows her in a crown exactly as she is, but using a hologram, you know, that very interesting modern development in portrayal, allows you to access her as a human being in a very informal way. And I say human being because monarchs historically have been shown as rather remote, almost divine figures.
Decades earlier, the culture of deference faced a full-on challenge. The Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen was loud, brash, and firmly anti-establishment. The Pistols ripped up the rulebook, and the world's most famous face was defaced at a time when 25 years of her reign was being celebrated. The BBC banned it, and many people were outraged by the band's behaviour.
It tapped into a kind of resentment about the Queen. You know, she was having her jubilee at a time when a lot of people weren't feeling very energised and didn't particularly, you know, want to buy into this jubilee.
The rooms are so crowded. I can't stand all that crawling from mile after mile.
In the 80s, Spitting Image attracted 80 million viewers on British TV each week. And even the Queen, usually untouchable, didn't escape the satire. And few can forget the worlds of royalty, sport and film colliding at the Olympics opening ceremony when the Queen appeared to parachute out of a plane with James Bond. Or when she appeared in on the joke with one of her grandsons. Queen Elizabeth II's reign coincided with the rise of popular culture. Even now, the fascination of what lay beyond the iconic image is likely to continue. Emma Hayward, Al Jazeera, in London.